Weather Service. This is Jeff.
Jeffrey Taylor, how would you describe the winter we've seen so far?
Well, it was very warm for December. Most of that month was for the area. I had overall average temperature for the Asheville area was nearly 12 degrees above normal for December, 11.7 degrees above normal for the overall average temperature in December. So far this month of January, even though it's only just halfway over, we're below normal by about, I think, 1.5 to 2 degrees below normal for the overall average temp. So it has been more typical this month has been. With respect to that, we haven't had much of any snow in the Asheville area for the month of January. We had a trace on the 4th and a tenth of an inch on the 17th. That's the only snow we've recorded for the Asheville area. And that was also those are numbers from the airport or very near the airport, you know, in the southern part of the county near the Henderson County line. So there could be obviously higher amounts of snowfall in the mountain areas into the northern part of the county.
What's influencing or responsible for the cold front we're experiencing now?
Now, we've had a more amplified upper-level pattern that's been in place the last few days to essentially the jet stream. The polar jet stream has dipped further to the south over the region, allowing this colder air from Canada to move in from the north and northwest over the area. So the same thing's going to happen later on this week, and even stronger, a more amplified upper trough's going to dig down over the central U.S. and then move across the southeast states, allowing even more cold air to make its way down to our area.
We haven't seen much precipitation. What's ahead for western North Carolina later this week?
Well, we've got mostly rain for the Asheville area. We have a combination of rain and snow and some freezing rain and sleet in other parts of western North Carolina. It's a kind of a complex situation that sets up. So the precipitation types, especially that far out, are tough to pin down since you'll be transitioning through different types of precip, frozen precip. When this system comes in, a low is going to develop on Thursday to our west, move over the area early Friday and through Friday. The low will transition over us, and we'll have plenty of moisture and cold air. But like I said, we'll transition from different precip types over western North Carolina, but Asheville should mostly get rain with some snow towards the latter part of the low moving past us. By early Saturday, it'll be more snow.
So if we're going to see any snow in western North Carolina, it actually will be closer to the weekend.
Well, we have some snow in the forecast, mostly for the higher elevations, northern mountains, late Thursday and early Friday. We have more coming through late Friday, early Saturday, and through the day on Saturday. And there's different things at work there once this low moves across the area, and what happens once the low moves east of the area, what they call northwest flow snowfall results more on Saturday as the low is moving out of the area and off the coast. So you're going to have snow during all those periods potentially for parts of western North Carolina, but like I said, a more complex precipitation regime as the low is moving over the area late Thursday and Friday.
What makes it so difficult or makes it so complex forecasting the weather in western North Carolina?
When you say weather, what do you mean specifically? Because that could entail a lot of things. You mean precipitation or frozen precip?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Well, part of the issue is in our area there in western North Carolina, a lot of times you don't have cold enough, deep enough air just for snow. If you go to the north, usually the air is cold enough throughout the depth of the atmosphere just to have snow, to have ice nucleation develop, and then for that to fall as snow. There's no warm layers as it's falling down. There's no warm layers to the surface. It's just cold air, and you have snow. And to the south of us, usually it's just rain. The whole column's above freezing, so water droplets form. They condensate, and you get rain. But a lot of these systems that form that move over us in the wintertime, if they have these layers of warmer air that's above freezing, maybe for 1,000 feet or a few thousand feet, then it freezes again, and they could have multiple warm layers. So the atmospheric profile, a lot of times over this area, tends to be some mixture of freezing and non-freezing air, and it's not one or the other. And just a very small change in temperature above 32 or below 32 degrees can have a major impact on the type of precip you get. It can melt it or it can refreeze it. And like I said, a lot of times these atmospheric profiles are right around that 32-degree mark, and you have some layers that are above it and some layers that are below. And it's always changing as these systems move through. So it's kind of right on those thresholds. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. This is a very complicated area to forecast in, simply because of the mountains and the different elevations that you have to deal with.
Right. So if you're a different elevation, 1,000 or 2,000 feet higher or lower, you get a different precip type because the temperatures you have there, plus, like I said, even a small change in temperature of one degree or so, or 1 or 2 degrees, can change the precip type totally, the type of precip you have. So it doesn't take much to change that.
When you get right down to it, when you are forecasting the weather, do you think that it's accurate to go much beyond today, tonight, and tomorrow?
Well, it really depends on what you're trying to forecast. Again, that's not a simple answer of yes or no, because there's certain types of weather patterns you want to forecast, maybe on the large scale, where you've got a pretty good handle of what the large scale pattern is doing, 6 or 7, sometimes even 8 or 9 days out. But then you try to nail it down to what's going on over smaller areas, more local effects and mesoscale effects, like when this low develops to our west, this surface low. If the track moves a little bit to the north or south, or changes its trajectory just a little bit, it can make a big difference in the type of weather you get. You may not know that until a day or two out very well. So it really depends on what you're trying to forecast, what you're looking at. Trying to forecast very specific temperatures at a specific time or a specific location 5 or 6 days out can be very tricky, obviously. Or trying to forecast sleet versus just snow or sleet with some freezing rain mixed in for a specific location 5 days out, like in our area, is very difficult to do. Because if things change just a little bit, it'll change that whole precip type. And that's almost impossible to do, several days out, or even a few days out sometimes.
Jeffrey Taylor is with the National Weather Service in Greer, South Carolina. Thank you very much.
Okay, sure.